From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Greenpeace wants Caribbean insurance companies to join its international campaign against global warming. Jamaica hits back at the British Labour Party over the death penalty issue, and internationally renowned Guyanese pop star Eddie Grant is recovering in hospital after a mysterious illness. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The environmental pressure group Greenpeace is urging insurance companies in the Caribbean to join its lobby against fossil fuels. In a study published today, the organization warns insurance companies that they face financial ruin if they fail to react to the dangers of global warming caused largely by fossil fuels. Dr. Jeremy Leggett, Greenpeace's scientific director, says insurers were already worried about heavy climate-related losses, including those in the Caribbean. I spoke with him today.
I've been talking to a lot of people in the insurance industry, finding out, in fact, that they are very, very worried at the level of their technical analysts. And what we in Greenpeace are saying to them is that there's only one thing you can do, really. You can increase your rates, you can do increases in the so-called deductibles that they apply to policies and other changes, adjustments of business practice. But really, the only thing that you can do that will safeguard the future security of your market is to lobby and lobby hard for reductions in greenhouse gas emissions.
But how optimistic are you, though, that they will take your message seriously?
Well, there's no reason why they shouldn't. I mean, I've seen the representatives of another trillion-dollar industry, the oil and coal industry, lobby very hard at the negotiations against any reductions in greenhouse gases. And the insurance industry has got to argue the other way, because really, what the oil, coal and other members of the fossil fuel lobby are doing is actually promoting the subversion of stable insurance markets in the future, not to say the environmental security of many people that live in these threatened zones and ultimately of the planet itself, of course.
But then how would you respond to those who might want to suggest that this could quite possibly be interpreted as a way for your organization to use the PR resources, the substantial PR resources of the world's insurance companies for what essentially could be perceived as a Greenpeace cause?
Well, it's not a Greenpeace cause. It's the cause of every progressive government that signed the climate convention. If you look, for example, at the Caribbean governments, all of them are members of the Alliance of Small Island States, along with their Pacific brothers, who are arguing very hard for cuts in greenhouse gas emissions. So it's not just our case, it's everybody's case.
Right, and speaking of the Caribbean, the insurance companies there have been badly hit by recent devastating hurricanes we've had in the region. So will Greenpeace be hoping for their help in this environmental lobby?
Well, just the other day, I read in Lloyd's List, the insurance industry newspaper, that 24 reinsurers had withdrawn from Trinidad and Tobago in the aftermath of recent hurricanes. I mean, this is a very worrying thing. And so this is just the first step of something that's going to continue.
Dr. Jeremy Leggett. With the changes in the European banana market, British wholesaler Fives is guaranteeing that their Caribbean producers will be no worse off, even if Europe's single market leads to a shift in traditional trading patterns. Fives, which distributes a variety of fruit, including bananas, today reported a 5% increase in pre-tax profits. Company chairman and chief executive officer John Ellis told me regional bananas contributed significantly to this year's growth, despite more difficult trading conditions this year.
Basically, our general sales volume has gone up, and it was about 50-50 with bananas and produce. And featuring in that was strongly the Caribbean part of that.
Now, does Fives, as one of the two main banana distributors, foresee any problems with the new EC banana regime?
Well, I think that the new EC banana regime is definitely not as good as the national regimes presently existing. And none of us who were involved could foresee that they would be. To have the Caribbean supplying a protected United Kingdom market, like the French interests in Guadeloupe and Martinique supply France, or the Canary Islands supply Spain, you have a focused market of your own, which you've cultivated yourself. Once you move into the wider European single market aspects, there is a great deal more competition and only one market, with the free circulation. But I think the council minister's decision that produced the formula and structure for the single market for bananas went as near as damn it to the Lomé Convention.
But as far as the individual importing countries are concerned, are we not likely to see France, Britain and Germany continuing to source their bananas from their traditional suppliers? Or are we likely to see companies such as yours with a sort of a multinational approach operating across these borders in the EC?
Well, I think it's a good question, and that is what the evolution will happen eventually. But initially, I would foresee that companies like mine would continue to import from Jamaica, Belize, the Windward Islands, into the United Kingdom. As some part of the United Kingdom market, for example, gets displaced because of the free circulation of dollar bananas, we will therefore shift some of that product to other European markets, into the wider European. But I think this will be a slow movement, and in the early stages, I think that the